Given that we are destined to enjoy such significant blessings, we should position ourselves accordingly, and not lament over those who have passed on, but instead mourn for those who have lived their lives poorly. Much like a farmer doesn't mourn when he sees the grain dissolving. Rather, as long as he sees it remaining solid in the ground, he is filled with worry and fear, but he rejoices at the sight of it dissolving. This dissolution signals the start of the future crop. Similarly, we too should rejoice when the corruptible body passes on, when the person is laid to rest. It's no wonder that burial was referred to as a sowing. Indeed, this truly is the better form of sowing. Given that the former sowing typically results in death, labor, danger, and worry, but living life well could result in crowns and rewards. And corruption and death follow the former sowing, while the latter brings incorruption, immortality, and infinite blessings. Embraces, pleasures, and sleep accompany the former sowing. However, only a voice descending from heaven is required for this sowing, and everything is immediately made perfect. The one who is resurrected is no longer ushered into a life filled with toil, but to a place where suffering, sorrow, and sighing have fled away.